بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, just now in the Fajr Salah, our respected Imam, Mufti Muhammad Rawat Sahib, has recited verses from Surah Luqman. Hakim Luqman gave certain advices to his son. And one particular advice caught my attention in the salah. Wherein Hakim Luqman told to his son, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ That, O my son, follow the path of those people that turn towards me, turns towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inabat ila Allah. Turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and attaching themselves with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this inabat, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is one of the ways is making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is also understood from the advisors of Hakim Luqman. Hakim Luqman himself says that there is one set of advice that I repeatedly shared with the people. And in that set of advisors, he speaks about zikr, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hakim Luqman says, احفظ اربع في اربع. Preserve four things in four things. كَلَامُكَ فِي مُجَالَسَةِ النَّاسِ When you're talking to people, look after your tongue. وَعَيْنَيْكَ فِي بُيُوتِ النَّاسِ When you go to the houses of people, look after your eyes. وَمَعْدُكَ فِي الْمَائِدَةِ When you're eating, then look after your stomach. Don't eat everything that's a mental for your health. وَقَلْبُكَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ And when you're performing your salah, then look after your heart in your salah. Pay full attention in your salah. Then he mentions that لا تذكر اثنين. Two things you should never ever mention. إحسانُكَ إلى الناس وإساءةُ الناس إليك. If you do somebody a favor, did ihsan to someone, you did it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, don't go and advertise it and talk about it. You did somebody a favor, you empowered the person, keep quiet. You did it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And second, if somebody did some bad to you, hurt you, if you can contain yourself and don't talk about it, then you should do so. And then the last two advices he gives, he says, La tansa isnain. The two things we should never ever forget. First, don't forget death. Death is hovering over our heads. Don't ever forget it. We don't know when the time will come for us to leave this dunya. How many people, we probably stood right next to them in our salah, and the next salah, we performing the salatul janaza. And the second, لا تنسى الله. Never forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, remember that all the time. Just now in the tafsir, our respected Imam Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib referred to the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, which was given to the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he went to Mi'raj. And then a hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam struck my mind. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَقِيتُ إِبْرَاهِيمْ لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِي When I went for Mi'raj, I met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told to me, Ya Muhammad, اقرأ أمتك السلام مني. O Muhammad, convey my salam to your ummah. The adab and etiquette of this particular hadith is, when this hadith is narrated, we are actually receiving the salam from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we should reply to the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Akhbirum, tell your ummah, إن الجنة قيعان. تربة الطيب. جنة is a barren field, open, nothing is in there. And طيبة التربة, the sand of it is very, very pure. And عزمة الماء, and the water in Jannah is very beautiful and sweet. But وَأَنَّهَا قِعَان is an open field. And how we can cultivate the Jannah, he mentions two things. La ilaha illallah and subhanallah. Making the zikr of Allah. Through the zikr that we make, we are actually cultivating our own Jannah. Saying La ilaha illallah, saying subhanallah. We are seated here in the masjid. Regarding the masjid, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tells us that we should raise the name of Allah in the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fi buyutin azina Allah an turfa wa yuskar fiha ismuh. That in the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you raise the houses of Allah, build the masajid, and you take the name of Allah in the house of Allah. And then Allah speaks about certain very outstanding people. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There are certain people that they engage in the worldly activities. But the worldly activities, mundane activities, that does not stop them from making the zikr of Allah. That's the most important thing, priority in their lives. They know they need to attach themselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so they make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything make the zikr of Allah. Every creation of Allah make the zikr of Allah. This is mentioned in the Quran. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, praises Allah, glorifies Allah. Allah doesn't need our zikr. We need to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. Every creation of Allah make the zikr of Allah. But when we make the zikr of Allah, it is for our benefit. We need to attach ourselves to Allah. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says it. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There's not a single creation of Allah, but praises Allah, glorifies Allah, make the zikr of Allah. We may just look at a tree. We may just look at a blade of grass. We may just look at a plant. We may just look at a fruit or a tree. We just look at it. But everything is engaged in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in a way that is best known by Allah in that creation. Yes, we may not understand it. When every creation is engaged in zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are afzalul makhluq, the greatest creation of Allah. Why should we be engaging in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He told his son, I'm giving you advice to do two things, and I'm giving you advice to stay away from two things. The two advice I'm giving you, and look at this, this is an advice that a Nabi is giving to his son, a father to his son. Such advice comes with the greatest amount of love, concern and passion. He says, my son, two things you must do. Say, La ilaha illallah, and say subhanallah. He didn't tell him anything else. Didn't tell him about worldly things. Say, La ilaha illallah, and say subhanallah. And then, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son what the benefit of La ilaha illallah. Says, that if the sky and the earth, both of them have to come together and get locked up. Right now, the sky is where it is. The earth is where it is. But if the sky and the earth have to get together, everything is locked up. There's nobody can escape from that. But this La ilaha illallah is such that when you say it, it will penetrate through the sky and the earth and reach Allah Ta'ala. In other words, there's no barrier between the zikr of La ilaha illallah and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It reaches Allah directly. We just take it for granted. We just make it the zikr of La ilaha illallah. But the effect of that, what happened with that zikr? It goes directly and reaches Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, you know the subhanallah, what it is? The subhanallah It is that Salatul Khalq. It is the dua of the zikr of the creation of Allah. وَبِهَا يُرْزَقُ الْخَلْقُ. And through the barakat of Subhanallah, when a person praises, glorifies Allah by saying Subhanallah, it is through this Allah grants rizq to His creation. And two things, my son, you must not do. Kufr and shirk. Turning away from Allah, making partners from Allah, these two things you should never ever do. So this is some of the fazail, some of the virtue of zikr. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the angels, inna lillahi malaikatan yaltamithuna turuq, yatufuna turuq. The certain special angels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they come out and they move around on the different roads. Yaltamithuna ahla dhikr. They look for those people that are making zikr. Sometimes a businessman, a person that is doing a particular product, you'll go high and low around the world to look for a particular product. The product that the malaika are looking for is the zikr of Allah. The different corners of the world are spreading and they're looking for this product. Who is making the zikr of Allah? When there's a group of people that sit and make the zikr of Allah, the angels, tanadu, they call out to the other angels, what you people are looking for, what you're looking for, we found it. Halumma ila hajatikum. Come here. This is your people's need. Here's the people making zikr. Come join this gathering. And when all the angels gather in that place where zikr is being made, then from there right up till the sky is the heapa. They join the zikr. And after the zikr, they go and present the zikr to Allah. Allah asks the angels, where you came from? Oh Allah, we have come from a group of people that are making a zikr. What do they want? Allah, they want you. Did they see me? No, they didn't see me. So Allah asked, what if they would have seen me? The angel said, Allah, had their creation seen you, they would have made more zikr, they would have made more ibadat. What do they want? They want Jannah. Did they see Jannah? No, they didn't. Had they seen Jannah, what would have happened? They would have desired Jannah more. What are they asking refuge from? Allah, they're asking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No, they didn't. Had they seen Jahannam, what would have happened? Allah, they would have made everything possible to abstain from the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah, there's a discussion between Allah and the angels. Allah will then say, I make you angels my witness that I have granted them Jannah and have saved them from the fire of Jahannam. This is just the barakat of zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat every single day of our life. 10, 15 minutes in isolation, go and make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know, some of us, we've got our habit. We can have the most busiest day, the most important thing to do, but we must have our tea in the morning. There can be a tsunami that come out. There can be an earthquake. You will say, no, hold on. First, let me have my tea so the head works properly. So, that tea must be there before we can attend to any worldly cause. But when that is the attitude, oh, probably in the age of technology, probably won't go anywhere without our cell phone. Just leave the house, you feel something empty in your pocket. You return in the house to butcher a cell phone going back there. When we attach ourselves with the cell phone so much, we feel uneasy because of the absence of the cell phone. Why not feel uneasy when we did not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we need to push ourselves with certain things. We need to prioritize. We are getting older. Our time for going in the qabr is not long. It's soon. Some of us have reached close to the age of 60. And we don't know how many more years. Let us make an intelligent investment for ourselves, for our qabr and akhirat. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.